Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I wanna show you like you never seen it done before. Take it from the top, work your body nice and slow. I got everything you want and more. And I stay on my grind. Tell me what you're waiting for. I think my body's going numb. Working from the top to the floor. In my heels, that holds that quiver. Tell me what you come here for. Tonight, you're on my mind, on my mind. Wanna keep you rockin' right. Wanna keep you rockin' right. Cause tonight, he say he want it like mine. He want it like mine. It happens all the time. Gotta say it happens all the time. But he's so fine. And he say on my mind. So I work his body right. I work his body right. Oh, he wanted like mine. Wanna take you to a place that you ain't never been before. And there's no need to rush, but I know I won't lose it all. Baby, I could put you on to the front, never wanna show you off. And you know I got that handle, but you already got a handle. I'm saying it's nothing, I just want your body right next to mine. I wanna rock your body right, rock your body right. Cause tonight he want it like mine. He want it like mine. It happens all the time. Gotta say it happens all the time. But he's so fine. And he stay on my mind. So I work his body right. I work his body right.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, he wanted like mine.
Yeah. Girl, I think it's time for an intervention. The way you put it on your board got me addicted. You the one I call every time I need assistance. But at the same time, I'm tapping out on air mission. Just thinking about the way you move, put me in the mood. Sprung according to my crew, but they ain't got a clue. Us against the world, on the run too. Plus that karma sue, always leaving something new. If I wasn't selfish, I would put my team on it. Shorty, you a 10, go to sleep and dream on it. Yonce, yeah, make me put a ring on it. But I ain't there yet, so don't even lean on it. Dinner time, no appetizers, main course. We at the dinner table, but I'm down on all fours. You ask me, do I want dessert? Yeah, I want more. They say they like mine, but I like yours.
I'm on my wanna keep you rockin' right. Wanna keep you rockin' right. Cause tonight he say he want it like mine. He want it like mine. It happens all the time. Gotta say it happens all the time. But he's so, so fine. And he stay on my mind. So I work his body right. I work his body right.
Radio. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk with me or my co-host, the motherfucking feline in heat tonight. she'll be tripping, y'all. Anyway, so tonight, y'all. Tonight.
Blank Kurt, y'all. Blank Kurt.
Whatever. It's the music. Blame it on the music. Anyway, so tonight we talking about whitewashing. Like, yo, they really are trying to, like, really, literally whitewash history and take.
They ain't trying to whitewash.
They are. Yeah, they ain't trying.
They've been doing it for centuries.
I mean, they've been doing it for centuries, but now they're really doing it, like.
They don't want any kind of dictation of
black people.
Black people, colored people.
Anybody that did anything that fought for the rights of others here, like, they really trying to, like, just.
All that pictures and everything.
Yeah, like, there's even legislature that's passed that they're trying to pass right now. And we're going to talk about all that tonight. Shout outs to all the artists that send us music. If you want to send your music to Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY. That is Behind the Scenes Airplay at gmail.com. Make sure that you share MP3 format only just for the
take lick. And don't ask us to look you up. Because I personally will not.
Andy, you heard what she said. If you want your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, we are heard in 32 different countries. If you don't believe us, check it out. Anyway, Google us. Anyway, yeah, the next track that we're going to be playing is B. Morgan from, I think B. Morgan is from Baltimore, I believe. I think, did we interview B. Morgan? We haven't interviewed B. Morgan yet. I know.
You're
I'm
asking me.
I know.
I'm talking about how I couldn't remember the word.
No, I know. Man. I know. I know that we talked. Yeah, I need to. Yeah. I need to hit up B. Morgan. Anyway, so this is B. Morgan, YKTV, on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. I mean, like, fuck it. I'ma just take this shit over them.
Right. You need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone.
Yeah.
Used to riches, bad bitches,
hey.
Fake niggas get Armstrong.
Yeah.
3-point, star shooter,
hey.
Hawk sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new Patty,
yeah.
And my bitch want that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog,
yeah.
Just looking the race, dog. Off the drip, bitch, slip, that's a kill, call the coroner. I'm from the bottom,
hey.
Too many losses,
yeah.
Now I'ma fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it.
Okay.
You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga, you know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the pinky lip done shit, well equipped, niggas know the vibe I'm on.
Yeah.
Stretch 600, bumpin' bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just tryna see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. Look, I'm enough, double your cup when you all in my section. Cause I got the gang out. Much to mention.
Nah.
You know we outside, watch how you slide.
What?
Niggas ain't dancing, cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the
vibe.
We outside, nigga, you know the
vibe.
To make them guys have to slide.
You know the
vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
I feel like every little girl dreams of being something when she grows up. Some little girls dream about being lawyers. Some dream about being mommies. And I dreamt about being a singer.
wanna be a star.
That's right. 30 million
people want a shot. How much would it take for you to spread those legs apart?
That's right.
Oh, I'm the gatekeeper. Spread your legs, open up, you could be famous. If you come up anywhere else, I'll erase it. Drink up, it's we got champagne by the case. Don't you know, we are the gatekeepers. Spread your legs, open up, you could be famous. You know we're holding the dreams that you're chasing. You know you're supposed to get drunk and get naked. $20 million in a car. Girl, tie your hair up if you wanna be a star. $30 million, people want a shot. How much would it take for you to spread those legs apart?
Oh, I'm the gatekeeper. Spread your legs, open up, you could be famous. Wait till 5 years down the road and you're failing. Keep fucking these regular dudes that are nameless. Don't you know that we are the gatekeepers. Spread your legs, open up, you could be famous. Girl on your knees, don't you know what your place is? Got gold on my dick, girl, don't you wanna taste?
$20 million in a car. Girl, tie your hair up if you wanna be a star.
Yo, this your boy Kurt ENT from Behind the Scenes Radio. Make sure that you check out your boy Pasto Firebird. His newest single out right now. Lose Yourself.
My party people, we all up in the club. It's going down and I'm feeling your love. Let's get it crunk up in here. Put your hands in the air. All my ladies keep shaking it up. Cause this is the kind of vibe. If you're looking like you don't want a party, you might end up outside of the club. This is the kind of vibe. If you're looking like you don't want a party, you might end up outside of the club. I feel like I'm in a movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody, yo. So let's pop champagne and get cool. My party people don't lose the flow. Pump your fist and live in the music, yo. You will feel better when you lose yourself. When you lose yourself. What up? Vibes amped up, cause fire's into his house. Dames looking at me like they wanna give me to his house. So I'm singing even harder while it heads into the beat. If they was feeling for the fire, well I'm here to bring the heat. And my crew is in the cut, so you know we bring the beat down. For them haters in the club, act the fool and you get rebound. Back to the music cause I gotta move my feet, yeah. Back to the music cause I feel like I'm in a movie, yo. In the Matrix getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody, yo. So let's pop champagne and get boozy, yo. My party people don't lose the flow. Pump your kiss and live in the music, yo. You will feel better when you lose yourself.
Yeah,
when you lose yourself.
Yo,
what up?
I'm surrounded by bright lights and amazing people. In the club, getting the poppin', everybody equal. What up, my party people? We here to party, let's get it started, let's go retarded. I don't want no trouble, I like the groove. Prove, I am smooth, new dude, not rude. Yes, that's my mood. Old school, but new, brave. That's why they like me, cause I tell the truth. But hey, I feel like I'm in
a movie, y'all. In the Matrix, getting groovy, y'all. Ain't nobody in here looking moody,
nah,
y'all. So
yeah.
Let's pop champagne
and
get oozy, y'all. My party people don't lose the flow.
No.
Pump your fist and live in the music, y'all.
Yeah.
You'll feel better when you lose yourself.
Yeah. When you lose yourself.
What up?
Yeah, that is Firebud, Firebird Pascal, Lose Yourself on Behind the Scenes Radio. Huh? No, I was just in the moment. I was just spilling myself because you got to lose yourself. Anyway, the number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Tonight we talking about America and
happening,
them whitewashing shit.
Since America began.
I mean, so someone tries to say, well, they're not whitewashed. They haven't been whitewashing history since the beginning of time. Wait, pause. Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. That is whitewashing history.
Thanksgiving is whitewashing history. Ain't no Native Americans and no pilgrims sat around a table eating turkey and maize.
Right. The pilgrims were killing the fucking black people that were here. Or whatever you want to, black, Native Americans, indigenous people, the dark-skinned people that were here, they killed them off. That's what the fuck happened. Killed them, tried to kill them all off, and most of them are, the ones that were left are the ones that are here now. But anyway, some that are left here. Now, if you don't want to believe that, well, some are completely gone, but some of them are still here, like the ones running around like me and you.
I mean, the ones
that actually... Them ain't the real ones. A lot of them ain't. A lot of them is five, what do they call, $2 Indians.
I'm not talking about the ones that run the casinos.
Well, that's the ones that,
well, you're
talking about the ones,
the ones who actually live on the
reservations.
Yes.
Are, well, then those look like us.
Yes, some are darker, some are lighter, yes.
But they look like us.
They're
not white.
I guess.
Like how they show on TV. No, I'm just clarifying this for anyone that will come on here and listen to this and think that what you see on TV, them white-looking Indians, them ain't Indians. Them are not Native Americans. Those are white people that mix with Indians and then call themselves Indians. Or the $2 Indians. Or that's what they call them.
Indians.
I'm talking about the ones where you look on TV, the Western shows.
Yes, they call those Indians. Yes.
And they call them Indians. That's what people think Indians look like.
Indians don't look like that.
Exactly. Indians look like, well, not Indians. Aboriginals, the original people that was here, did not look like the ones that look on TV. They look like me and you.
They
was not.
Imagine the Western were white people with a little paint on them.
Can you please let me say what the hell I'm trying to say? Because you keep on cutting it off,
And
which is messing with me. Like how I was trying to fucking say. The ones that you see on TV back in the day, you know what I'm talking about, the Westerns. With motherfucking, what's his name, the dude that was in all the cowboy and western, what's the western
John
dude?
Wayne.
John Wayne and the Indians running around. It was not what the fuck they looked like. Them, back in the day, they looked like me. They looked like what they so-called African Americans that are walking around right now. That's what they looked like. Now, moving on. whitewashing. They have been whitewashing history for thousands of years. Definition of whitewashing basically is I want you to read exactly what whitewashing is, because we're going to give you the definition. Give them the definition.
Hold up.
Because your friend, like you said, your friend, yeah, and you had to correct her, right? Yeah.
Hold on.
You should turn that into some type of conversation right now.
Right. The whitewashing, right?
She may even be listening just because.
It's deliberately attempting.
Well, our friend, because they're our, anyway, go ahead, my fault.
Oh, you're interrupting me. It's messing with me. Whitewashing. Google definition. It's deliberately attempting to conceal unpleasant or incriminating facts.
That is the very first definition,
right? No, about someone or something. Wait a second. Most sources prefer to ignore or whitewash the most disturbing aspects of such reports, meaning such truth, as in, you know, the COVID shit. The very first definition is basically what it was supposed to be. It was painting a wall, building a room with whitewash. The brick walls have been whitewashed. Cleaning shit off. Basically, it's the same thing. Cleaning out history.
Yeah, basically what they did to the Egyptians, went there, chopped off their noses. And, and so when you see on TV, what's the movie? Ten Commandments, Jesus. All these movies that you see.
Movie Cleopatra. There's no way
none of those people were white. That's whitewashing. You're not truly telling the truth.
Look at the walls on the pyramids.
They ain't white. Them people is not white.
And they knew how to make white colors.
Right. Because it was white on the walls. But it wasn't. It's white parts on the walls, like their clothing or whatever.
People were colored people.
Right, and they colored those people that color for a reason on pyramid walls, which were not fucking dark. So we know that they knew exactly. They were painting pictures of what they were seeing at that time.
They were painting pictures of themselves.
Of themselves and what they seen at that time. So those, the people of that time was not white. So why do they have on movies Ten Commandments, which a movie that we've all probably seen during our lifetime, the Ten Commandments with, what's his name?
I can't remember.
Ben-Hur, not Ben-Hur too. Ain't no fucking way Ben-Hur was fucking white. Impossible. Or even
Ben-Hur was white?
Ben-Hur, Ben-Hur, the movie? I'm talking about Ben-Hur. You ever seen Ben-Hur, the movie? Yeah, it was about back in the day. Egyptian times. The motherfuckers was white in that goddamn movie. Ain't no fucking way they was white. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no way Jesus is white. They whitewashed fucking religion. Ain't no way Jesus is white. Ain't no fucking way. Jesus was fucking, if Jesus was white, then he would have been dead. Because Herod would have found him injured or wherever they sent him to. Was it Egypt or Jerusalem or where they sent Jesus to? Because they was looking for him. Or they was trying to kill all of the children at the time or some shit like that? Or was that Moses?
That was Moses.
But Jesus would know.
No, that was Moses.
No.
They supposedly put Moses in some water. His mama supposedly put
Moses. No, because. No.
Yes, and the Pharaoh's wife found Moses.
I know what I'm talking about. I grew up in church.
And he put Jesus
listen, he house. Could not go somewhere. And he had to, they, Mary and Joseph had to hide Jesus somewhere because they was trying to kill the first of every child at the time or something
that
like
that. That was the Pharaoh. That was not Jesus. You combine the stories now. Like I said, that was Moses. They didn't hide Jesus. That was Moses. His mama put him in the water in the movie, and the Pharaoh's wife found him, and the Pharaoh and his wife raised him.
Look it up right now.
I gotta look up because I already know what I'm talking about. The Pharaoh's wife, and that's how come he freed his people.
Did Jesus have to hide as a kid?
Oh, my God. Anyway, we're getting off the subject. They didn't whitewash religion. They didn't whitewash society. They have, now they're doing it to the extent where They are whitewashing your groceries. Wait, Kirk.
Yeah, what's the place called? Fucking Whole Foods. That shit ain't.
We're
talking about food.
So we were talking about whitewashing.
Food.
That's not whitewashing. That's just straight lying.
That's still white. When you to lie to somebody and not tell them the truth, you whitewashing the food.
No, you're changing. You're changing shit. They just lie.
Lying is the same thing. What is whitewashing history? They lying.
Okay, but it's one thing. Anyway, when I say they're whitewashing your groceries, Aunt Jemima will no longer be Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima products will no longer be Aunt Jemima syrup. It will no longer be Aunt Jemima pancakes. It will no longer be Aunt Jemima waffles. Uncle Ben will no longer be Uncle Ben.
And somebody will say, well, how you know?
I work in a grocery store, and we already have the product. Now, the name for the former Aunt Jemima product is, oh, God, UNP Mill Company. I can't remember what the name is, Curtis.
You work there.
I know I work there.
For the company. You are.
No, I don't work for that company. I work for the
store. Don't bring that shit home.
I don't even know. I don't even use that stuff. I don't even use it.
Ben, none of that.
Paper mill company.
Here.
It's paper mill company, I believe. But Aunt Jemima no longer will know. You might find something that still have the product on the shelf, but as far as, Carl Milling Company.
So by this time next year, it won't even be. Oh, wow. And this is on y'all. So
this
y'all
is on the shelf already.
So eventually y'all, it's getting replaced.
Yep. Whatever this up now as the Antimama product, that will be all that they wrote. Now, if you want to keep your bottle, and so nobody will know. And when you buy the Pearl Mill,
and then 60 years from now, they'll be like,
we never had an Aunt Jemima.
It never was Aunt Jemima. It was Pearl Mill's company.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that they said, yo, that's what I'm saying. They whitewashing and changing things, or maybe it's the Matrix and the glitch. We don't know.
We already know they whitewashing because I got proof right there.
Right, but maybe just like the same, what I'm saying is the same way that we know that they said that.
I get what you're saying. I actually want to.
You should keep that Google. That,
yeah,
put that in your
thing,
Google.
They may go on my Google account. I want to actually have both bottles. Unless you're going to break into my house and do that shit. I'm going to have both bottles. One, this is Aunt Jemima.
You know, if you get one of them bottles and keep it, it may be worth some money.
Maybe. It might be. It's a box, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aunt Jemima? No. You know what? No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. Because there's been so many different. You would have to be the very first.
Here's the thing. Now, they took Aunt Jemima. They said, you know, why? She don't even look like a slave no more.
All right, we back on, yo. That shit crazy. That's what Blog Talk. It be trying to, I don't even know where we stopped at off at. I have no idea where the conversation
I know about. What I said was they removed Aunt Jemima's face. Removing her face, now they're removing her name. Now next they're going to remove Uncle Ben's face and then the name. Anything associated nowadays with seen with anything black, they're going to remove.
It's just crazy how they're doing this. And we're just allowing it to happen. We're not saying anything.
Oh, their whole objective in saying that they were doing that was in lieu of all the Karens and everything popping up.
What does Karen have to do with?
You know, they're trying to, you know, just like they're running around schools now and they're taking the names, just like the NFL was taking the names down. And supposed to be changed. You couldn't say the Washington Redskins anymore. You got the high school and the Radnor area changing the Radnor.
You know, because they're whitewashed.
I just said that.
They don't want us to know that we are the Redskins.
who was the other team? The Cleveland Indians?
They want us to call ourselves black and African American.
I gotta call myself
This is what I keep trying to tell people. They don't want us to call ourselves Redskins. They don't want us to call ourselves what we are. They want us to live in an imaginary world where we call ourselves African American and black because we are the Redskins.
I am neither African American.
I'm Redskin.
Nor am I black.
You're Redskin.
I'm wearing a black top right now. My skin is nowhere near the color of a black top.
I'm not even the color of my hair. My hair is black.
Yeah, great.
Well, my hair is salt and pepper now, but at one point in time, it was black.
My natural hair has never even been black.
Well, I'm just saying, but my hair is black. I'm not black.
A Crayola crown is black.
Right. A Crayola crayon.
I'm not saying they're not, generally extremely dark-skinned black people in the world, but I'm not one of them.
I mean, yes, they are, but you're not going to see them here in America for real. I don't really see too many. I haven't seen, let me take that back. I have seen.
I have, too. That's why I turned around looking.
Let me take that back, because, yes.
Are you calling me a gal in America?
I sound retarded, man.
They hear, what's that one asking? And I've seen some models, and they had this one little girl. She was so cute. She was the darkest color in the world.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just,
it's whitewashing has gotten from just history alone to now it's spread to everything. It spreads to sports. It spreads through groceries. It spreads through everything. Every. Next thing you're going to tell us, it was never a pay less. It was never a favor. It has spread to everything. Everything.
I feel like I've said enough. I've talked about this so much now. It's like I want to do something different because
I really don't think anybody realizes, and even with their products, they're probably like going to be like, oh, they changed the name. No, they did more than change the name. They did much more than. It's not like somebody bought them out. They literally publicly changed. They said they were going to do this, and I guess nobody really believed them.
Nobody's paying attention because we all worried about jobs, rent, phone bill.
Ain't nobody worried about the job now because they're collecting unemployment.
Like, yeah, man, it's motherfuckers that still got jobs. Yes, it's people that still out here. It's other motherfuckers struggling. Ain't got no money because of what's been going on with the pandemic. So just because the motherfuckers got that money don't mean shit. How many is they? It ain't many of them. It's a lot, but it ain't that many. It's more of us out here struggling than it is us that's doing well. Come on, man. Let's keep it real.
I didn't say that.
So, I'm just to the point now where it's like, man, listen, the fuck we gonna do about this shit? I'm tired of talking about all the shit that's going on. What the fuck we going to do about it? We see what's going on. We understand what's going on. We know what the fuck going on with the vaccines and shit.
They whitewashing it.
What the fuck we going to do about it?
They literally whitewashed the fact about the vaccine. Every time you see somebody say, and again, they talk more about the people dying than they did about the people surviving. There are more survivors than there were people that died.
Had to be.
And they lied and whitewashed the thing about going to the hospitals, and the hospitals were crowded and jam-packed. That was a lie because I had COVID and I had to go twice. And no hospital I went into was jam-packed.
And even when I went to hospital, the mugs
you had to put your mask on and all that. It was not near emergency room filled to capacity.
Listen.
Like they had the beds laying in the hallways. That was a bull lie. It driving, trying to scare motherfuckers into staying in the house and not even going to the hospital for anything.
They were showing, like, I'm not saying
nobody really got sick and had to go, because I know people who actually got sick,
yeah,
had to go into the hospital and were in the hospital for months.
Yeah.
But more people survived it than died from it. But they were so content in scaring America and preparing them for this vaccine that they talked about people getting ventilators and dying more so than anything else.
I think that everybody has gotten.
You had to. It was in the air. It literally was in the air. You can't tell me that it was in the air way before they said start wearing a mask.
Right. So everybody had it.
Well, everybody inhaled it. Everybody ingested. You know, you had people pulling things and pushing buttons on buses.
Listen.
With tissues and stuff.
Listen.
And a plastic glove.
I rarely and still have not really worn a mask. I know I didn't have it.
Oh, I
know you. If you had it, I know I had it.
I know my daughters had it. I know my grandkids had it. Before I got the first positive test, and I got tested twice, before I got the first positive test, I had kissed my granddaughter like 2 days before.
We had sex.
And she didn't get sick.
Nigga, we had sex. More than once.
And you didn't get sick. Let me rephrase this. There were no signs of you being sick.
No, because at one point in time, I told you that my stomach was kind of messed
up. But it's
with
not
me.
Really your stomach that messes with you. So I don't know what that was.
And I felt like cramps or whatever. Like,
you don't get cramps with COVID.
I don't know. Well, maybe I don't know what it was. Then. Maybe that's just how it affected me. It didn't affect me the same way. It affected you the same way that it didn't affect you.
It has to hurt your lungs, that's what I'm saying.
The same way that it affects me.
But either you have symptoms or you...
Maybe my lungs are stronger than... I don't know.
That's what
maybe.
I'm saying. What, your stomach pain had nothing to do with COVID.
I don't know. Maybe always my body was just stronger. But I did feel... I felt a little weird.
Weak, maybe.
I didn't feel my normal self. I knew something was going on. I didn't know what was going on.
You got people who have no signs of it whatsoever. You have people that were in the hospital for months and, you know, recovered.
You have people
that actually died. You have people that died from the COVID shot. I'm not about to call it a vaccine. So now they're talking about you got to get a booster every year or whatever, like the flu shot. So it's not a vaccine prevents you from getting sick.
I bet you it's going to be more people that die from the vaccine than the COVID itself.
Just because they're injecting more than just COVID, I'm not going to say a synthetic version of COVID, but basically it is. But
we don't even know what's in it.
But here's the thing. You're not getting it naturally. That's my point. It's not a natural. It's not a natural thing your body's caught. It's something that got put into your body.
Which is even worse. It's like shooting heroin. Basically, you're shooting.
So I'm going to say COVID is heroin and methadol is, the shot is the methadol. You have to keep taking the methadol so you don't go back to getting heroin.
But even if you research the vaccine, when you get the vaccine, you become a COVID factor.
Mm-hmm.
Your body, You get immune to COVID, but you also cough out and everything that you're spitting out is COVID.
And then a lot of times when you take a synthetic version of something.
So, listen. I'm just now paying and really listening to what I'm saying, because this is what's going on. So the people that caught the COVID-19, so yourself, you've had it, you're immune to it, right? And now you're coughing it out just automatically. The people that get shot with it, right? We've all had it. So now we're just coughing out and we're just automatic COVID-19 fucking, we're kicking this shit out.
Well, here's the thing.
If we're just fat.
When you take something synthetic, like, all right, when you get an organ, it's not your actual organ, so you're getting... It's not a synthetic organ, but it's not something you were born with.
It's not something that was entered into your body naturally. Right. You get a rejection. You can get a rejection. Your body can reject, meaning it makes you sicker.
Right.
That's COVID shot. It's making people sicker than the actual COVID getting naturally.
Right.
You have people who, 12-year-old girls in a wheelchair. She can't really walk. She has stomach pain. She has all kinds of ailments.
I posted it. People see this shit.
I'm like.
We posted it.
And, you know, you had delays on my eye. I had headache. Yep, that's COVID. It's hard for me to breathe. Yep, that's COVID. So if you have somebody who got the shot and got sick, and then you have somebody who actually got COVID by itself in unfortunate or natural way, you might have similar parallel, but you also may have symptoms that the person who had COVID didn't experience, because the person who actually had COVID was not artificial,